This is Dabu 7. We either have one massive show of force going on right now or something huge is about to happen. It really seems like Trump is trying to press the issue hardcore on Iran that they have to dump their nuclear program. And now it's being reported that stealth bombers have been sent to the unsinkable aircraft carrier, which is an island located between Africa and Indonesia, about 1,000 miles south of India, called Diego Garcia. You may recall this island, this military base, being brought up many times in the past over missing flights and other mysterious things going on surrounding the base and things that the government are doing. Now, we have word that they have sent off these Northrop B-2 Spirit stealth bombers to Diego Garcia. They've also sent large transport jets, refueling planes, all in the area. And what they say is a significant buildup at Diego Garcia with at least 5 U.S. Air Force B-2 Spirits and 7 C-17A Globemasters in the area or at Diego Garcia. This is a huge buildup, and it should definitely serve as a sign to Iran that sitting on the tarmac in Diego Garcia are stealth bombers that are going to rain down hell. And they're going to. They're not there for nothing. You do not make these moves for nothing. Now, there's obviously been talk between Russia and the United States here over Ukraine. And Russia is trying to warn the United States that Tehran has a right to a peaceful nuclear program. But the United States just isn't seeing it that way. Ever since Trump struck and killed their general back in his first term, they've been hell-bent on revenge. And that's the scene on the world stage. Through all the assassination attempts, they tried to point a finger at Iran. They keep pointing the finger back to Iran. They're the last big boogeyman, so to speak, on the world stage in terms of the Middle East and their long list of places they wanted to topple. They took out Saddam in Iraq. They've took out Libya. They've toppled Syria, so to speak, at this point. So Iran, sitting there with an option, get rid of your nuclear capabilities in full, is what Trump's saying, or you're about to get pounded out. I see it potentially happening. And the repercussions of all this is not going to be good for America, I feel. This could be the reasoning for a massive attack on America, a repercussive attack, blowback, if you will. And this world's a stage, man. They can do anything and make you think that it was someone when it was them the whole time, turning the lights out or whatever. I'd just be head on a swivel and prepared for anything to go down here. Because once these things get airborne and they start dropping these big bombs, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until they're satisfied that they've wiped out all the nuclear stuff, potentially regime change. But I don't know if they'll go that route. We'll see. This is the latest, though. Join me for the live streams Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, where I'm talking about this in a whole lot more in greater detail. It's been Dabu 7. Much love.